AltalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here. Isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Raw after the Royal Rumble, the road to WrestleMania begins. It was a night full of championship matches, friends betraying friends, and fighting friends, and weirdness to end the show. Also, we had celebrities. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, and maybe joined by Lindsay Ward.
Yep, I'm here. We're live. It is officially, I can speak, WrestleMania season, guys. And, well, we saw some returns last night that we're going to talk about on Thursday, but they got a twofer for Bad Bunny. That was pretty cool.
Let's start there. So Bad Bunny was on Miz TV tonight, and Miz and Morrison were trying to suck up to him, and he wanted none of it. Like, they wanted him to help produce their rap album or something.
He's like, nah.
Nah, not interested. But he only accepted the invitation to be on Miz TV to bring out his friend, Damian Priest, who made his Monday Night Raw debut by defeating The Miz.
I like the overall clout that they gave to Damian Priest on this show. Like, they just auto-did it, where they had him hanging out with Bad Bunny, and Bad Bunny was in his corner and cheering him on in the match, and then later in the night you saw Edge give Damian Priest respect.
That whole respect thing.
Yeah, a la The Undertaker and John Cena years ago. So I really liked how they handled Damian Priest tonight. He had a great showing that we'll talk about on Thursday, last night. And yeah, he had a good showing tonight against Miz. And Bad Bunny wasn't enjoying himself. He had fun. He didn't get physical tonight.
No, but he could be in line for WrestleMania. I wouldn't be a bad thing.
Honestly, if they're smart, book him. Mm-hmm. Hell. He seems like he enjoys it. Also, can we talk about how he just rolls up in a Bugatti? Like, you know, it's an everyday thing.
For him?
Probably.
The feud between Xavier Woods, the best of five, against Retribution, continued on against Mustafa Ali. This time he had Kofi Kingston in his corner. Ali had T-Bar and Slapjack. And Xavier Woods found a way to get the win.
Thanks from the assist from Kofi, who tackled Slapjack on the outside of the ring. It provided enough of a distraction for Xavier Woods to get the roll up, get the pin, and get out of there. So the numbers were a little bit more balanced now in Xavier Woods' favor. So, yay.
That was a good thing. Our first championship match of the evening featured Lashley defending against Riddle. Riddle won by disqualification after Lashley refused to, break the hold.
And Lashley and MVP kind of got in a little bit of a dust-up, so there's some pressure there in the Hurt Business. Could we be seeing a dissolving group happening? I don't know.
But Riddle also got destroyed by Lashley, as you've thrown over the barricade.
Yeah, Lashley did not play nice with Matt Riddle at all. He kind of threw him around a little bit. But, I mean, overall, I like this. I enjoy this. I thought this was fine.
We're looking at someone powerful to stand up to Lashley, probably at WrestleMania for the U.S. title. And there were two names going through my head as we watch this show. Mm-hmm. One, Braun Strowman. Two,
who's absent tonight.
Who's absent, but he'll be back. And Damian Priest.
Honestly, I would go with Strowman before I went with Damian Priest. I think Damian Priest is going to be involved with Miz and Morrison heading into Mania.
But
so,
it's just one of those things you can see a powerhouse matchup coming.
Oh, I can totally see it.
Yeah. So, there was that. Our second championship match of the evening featured Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin defending the tag team titles against the Lucha House Party. And there was some tension between Alexander and Benjamin, so it looks like the Hurt Business is...
having some trouble.
Some trouble. They still have the belts, but... MVP's gotta manage his boys a little bit better.
Just a smidge. Which is honestly, I mean, I guess it makes sense to break up the Hurt Business, but I don't know because it's like they were so dominant for so long and then they kind of just like took their foot off the gas. I think because people got a little tired of them, which I understand because they were everywhere for a while and it was just like, okay, this is a little bit too much. But it's like the best thing some of these guys have going right now, especially in terms of like Bobby Lashley. Like the group has really done wonders for him and for Shelton and for Cedric, so please don't break them up. Like, maybe just hit the gas on them a little bit more. I don't know.
We'll see. We had a number one contenders match for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Asuka and Charlotte took on Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, who took on Naomi and Lana.
And while Asuka and Charlotte couldn't quite get it done, they continued to have struggles, and in the end...
Because some woo factors involved.
I hate that storyline so much. I'm gonna rant on it on Thursday, by the way. But yeah, so in the end, Naomi and Lana pick up the W, and they're the number one contenders for the women's tag titles. So the feud between Shayna and Lana and Nia continues.
It does continue, and Rick and Lacey are still getting the mind of the Charlotte Flair. On this show, we saw for the first time in 10 years, something like that, Carlito and Jeff Hardy teamed up to take on Elias and Jackson Riker. Carlito and Jeff Hardy got the win.
I am not opposed to Carlito being back on the show. I actually used to like Carlito back in the day. So if they want to bring Carlito back, I'm fine with this. It's just really strange to see him because it's like, oh, it's Carlito. Because he is like one of the best themes out there.
Yeah.
Like he really, really does. He is a fantastic theme. And you're just like, yeah, I like this. It's cool. No pun intended. So.
So we had the Monday Night Raw open with the WWE Champion Drew McIntyre. He earned Goldberg's respect, and Goldberg earned his, and it was what it was. And then he put over how awesome the Royal Rumble was. And before he got to talk about the men's Royal Rumble match, the winner of the Royal Rumble match, Edge, made his return way down to ringside. McIntyre, in soft-spoken voice, thanked Edge and everything he did and how Edge was always there for him. And basically, he kissed his ass for a while. And Edge didn't like it. Edge was like, you wondered, what's wrong with you? I won the Royal Rumble last night. That means I can challenge you for that championship at WrestleMania. Edge said McIntyre could kick his head off, but instead he's showering him with compliments. And McIntyre said, that's not type of champion. I'm not that type of champion. And Edge said McIntyre isn't him. And then you had Sheamus come out before they could get any further than that. And then, you know, he said, McIntyre may take the high road, but I don't. But Drew was like, I got this. McIntyre asked Edge if he would make his decision, or if he needs to make it for him. And Edge said, I'll let you know. You'll know when I know, but you have a target on your back. He looked at Sheamus. Edge said, I'll let you know my decision, but he will walk out of at WrestleMania as a champion, no matter what. So Edge leaves. Drew McIntyre's posing with the belt, and then
out of nowhere,
Sheamus bro kicks McIntyre.
I think we all saw this coming.
Yeah.
Not to make it sound trite, but I think we all kind of knew and saw this was coming, that at some point you're going to have Sheamus betray in quotations Drew McIntyre and kick his face off, because Sheamus wants a shot at the title. And they had them being buddy-buddy, and, I mean, you can have them be buddy-buddy again, because it's like all you have to do is have them fight, get drunk, and kiss and make up, and they're fine. But Sheamus wants a shot at Drew, and that's completely fair. I'm sitting here, and it's like, I like how they did Edge in terms of this segment, because it's like he's still remaining extremely neutral on which champion he's going to go for. Because he's absolutely right. He could have come out. He could have challenged Drew for the title. Could have speared him into the mat and been like, you're mine, bitch.
Yeah. Sheamus also was backstage and said, everyone knows me as McIntyre's friend, but he's no longer his friend. He wants the title. And then told Drew to give me my stuff and left.
I mean, that must be nice to have Drew Gulak bring you your stuff and then just to, you know, bail. Like, dang, man. But if this is a turn in Sheamus's character, which honestly, Sheamus is a good face and he's a good heel, but he's almost a better heel in certain circumstances, depending on how they write the character.
Yeah.
Because he just leans into sort of that natural, sarcastic nature that he has. So I'm curious to see where they go with this, but yeah, this was good.
Drew was interviewed later with their exclusive interview with Drew McIntyre. That's okay. He questioned Sheamus ending their friendship over the title, and they talked about having Christmas dinner with Sheamus because they had no one else. He said if Sheamus wants the match, he's got it.
I don't think he ended the friendship. I think that's a tad dramatic.
Well, it's Monday Night Raw. Everything's dramatic. Come on now.
Drama! By the way, one other thing on the Edge Drew stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not lean into the soft comments that somebody made and work them into a storyline? Can we just not do that, please?
Oh, like, come on. You knew they would.
But here's my thing. If you're going to do that, right? And I understand he is, in quotations, retired. If you're going to do that, have the person that made the comments do the storyline. Unless you have Edge back Taker up and be like, yeah, you're soft.
Just not S-A, but anyway.
Yeah, not the not soft. Soft.
Yeah. So you mentioned Edge, and we learned he would be fighting Randy Orton on this night. So Randy Orton's backstage, and he's talking about he didn't think it was possible Edge would return to the ring, let alone enter the Rumble. And he congratulated him at it, but there's a problem. He mentioned you weren't going to come back, and now you're making me look like a liar. Orton said that everything he did to Edge was done out of mercy and compassion. Orton said Edge thinks he'll main event WrestleMania, but he won't. Orton said Edge made the decision to look past him and everything he's done for him and his family, so there won't be compassion or a WrestleMania main event.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I would have laughed my ass off if Bray had just, like, shown up and just murdered Randy mid-promo.
Would have been funny.
I was actually kind of half waiting for it, and it didn't happen, but this was a solid promo by Randy. Like, I'm going to say this on Thursday, but I'm going to say it now. I really feel like they should have let Randy and Edge settle their differences last night.
Well, there's a reason. We'll get to it. Edge was talking about winning the Royal Rumble. He said, Orton has a black cloud that hangs over him and the heads of him and his family. Ed said, Orton had a chance to bell just like he did, but he acted like he had a knee injury and came back at the end. He told Orton to cut the crap about his actions being for Edge and his family. Edge said Orton's actions are about being jealous. Edge said he has to get his family out from under the black cloud so he can walk into WrestleMania and take back the championship that he never lost. He will get closure tonight for him and his little girls. Randy, this ends tonight. Fun fact, they are 3-3 going into tonight.
Ew.
But before we get to all that, Alexa Bliss took on Nikki Cross. Go.
So, little Miss Bliss is feeling better after, you know, her RKO last week. She's recovered. She had her Rumble entry last night. She got eliminated relatively quickly. And so tonight, they renewed the feud with Nikki Cross. You know, they remember that, oh yeah, they were fighting before, you know, everything happened. And so we're going to just bring that back up. And you had Nikki, like, basically be like, you're my friend. I don't really want to hurt you, but at the same time, let's go, let's fight. Like, she's kind of over it.
She's like, I've moved on. I don't want any of this. You were my best friend. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, like, Nikki's kind of, like, just given up and accepted that Alexa's gone. And, well, Alexa wasn't quite ready to let it go because, you know, she was having fun. They were fighting. They were having a pretty decent match. And then all of a sudden, the music plays and Alexa changes. And she changes back to her old self. And I have to talk about this because, like, Alexa's in her old look, right? Her original look before Bray. And she's sitting in the corner on the turnbuckle with this come hither look on her face. And I'm just like, why are you looking at her like that? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just like, why are you? It's like, this is a PG show, guys. Save it for later.
So, she wasn't as innocent, like, as, or scared for her life last week.
No, this, it seems like she's gotten a little bit more control.
She switched to confident partners with Nikki confident. And then she switched back and took out Nikki Cross.
Well, Nikki Cross kind of was like, Alexa's like, come on, you know, let's go. And, you know, she's like messing with Nikki and acting like she used to. And Nikki didn't know how to take it. Like, Nikki was like, no. No, you're messing with me. No, no, no. And then Alexa got a couple good shots in, and then she went back to Little Miss Bliss, where she got the Sister Abigail for the victory. And God, she hits that better than Bray.
It was a modified, it was a different version of it.
But it's pretty.
It's sort of what Dream did, the DDT.
Yeah, but it's nice. And Alexa picks up the victory.
So she's walking to the back.
Ooh.
And if looks could kill...
Oh my.
She stared down one Randy Orton who did not look at her.
It was so awkward.
At all.
It was so awkward.
So, this led to Edge and Orton in your main event. These two men had a very good match. Randy Orton's in complete control at the end. He working over the neck of Edge with the ropes, drops him with the dripping DDT. And as he strikes the pose to go for the RKO, a lullaby of warp music plays. Sitting on the top rope, what appeared to be blood coming out of her mouth, was Alexa Bliss. This distraction led Edge to spear Randy Orton for the 1, 2, 3.
So we got no Bray Wyatt, but we got a definitive tease for Bray Wyatt in the fact that he's coming at some point, and he's coming for Randy Orton. I think a lot of us, and when I say a lot of us, me, were hoping that Bray would turn up last night. He did not. We were hoping then that it would be tonight. He did not. So the question is now, when is Bray going to come back? Because obviously whatever Bray is doing, in theory, is affecting Alexa. It's affecting what she's doing. So I think what we're seeing on camera with Alexa in terms of her personality changes and her abilities is being impacted by what Bray is going through off camera.
The vessel of Alexa Bliss is going to be used to bring back the Fiend in some manner.
Well, I think the way that they're trying to tell it is that the spirit of the Fiend or the essence of the Fiend or whatever descriptor you want to use for it survives in Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, some way, she's going to bring back the physical form of Bray Wyatt one way or another. Like, I'm really full on waiting for just Bray's charred body to turn up in the ring and it just to be completely fucked up. Like, whatever they do, it's going to be messed up. I also have thoughts that they could do like a full on Ministry of Darkness style sacrifice with Randy where Alexa sacrifices Randy to bring back Bray. I mean, there's any number of ways that they could do this. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do.
But that was Monday Night Raw.
I thought this was a really good, like, night after Royal Rumble. Good follow-up. We are starting to build with WrestleMania. No teasers for Chamber as of yet, but it's very early, obviously, so...
But it's not. But it's not. There's only two more Raws before Chamber.
Yeah, but, you know, they took their time with it, so we'll see how they kick it off next week.
Indeed we will. That'll do it for the Raw Push of Life right here on Wild Talk, Brandon Mark. Thursday night, we're going to go bell to bell in the Royal Rumble. Full breakdown, move by move, match by match, entrant by entrant. We'll give you all the highs and the lows.
That's right. Tune in. And we're not doing news notes, NXT. We're not doing any of that stuff unless WWE, AEW, or anybody else drops a major story. We are just doing the Rumble because it's going to take a while and we don't want you guys to sit through a marathon show like WrestleMania. So tune in Thursday night, The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You go to YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. There's a brand new video up there. What if Tim was back in his prime in the 90s? Go check it out. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday Night Midnight-ish. It's another edition of CB Radio. CBRadio.com. Greater Than Great Debate.com. Speaking of CB Radio content, follow at Real Teddy Teal because tomorrow morning it's Groundhog's Day, or Ground Bears Day, as it's now known as Ground Bears Day. Anyway, there is no Russell Talk Radio. Russell Talk Radio returns on February 21st. This week's the Super Bowl. We'll be back next Monday for the World Post Olympic News. And it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, you can leave us your Twitch account called Prime Gaming. And you can subscribe for free to the channel and support us by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKETSACK at the Fortnite item shop. Snake Eyes is in the shop, but there's new Fortnite Club stuff, crew stuff, whatever it's called, and more. That's it. Because we're an epic partner, so code ROCKETSACK.
And you follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
We'll see you live Thursday night for a complete breakdown of the Royal Rumble back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday, along there with the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.